This is The Drive with Josh Graham podcast.
We are killing it online.
Tune into The Drive weekday afternoons 3 to 7 on WSJS.
We've made it to a Friday drive, WSJS, News Talk Sports for the Triad. We're Duke host Florida State on WSJS later. Meanwhile, our high school football game of the week, Ledford at Oak Grove, will be streaming exclusively at WSJS.com. There's a lot going on. So without further ado, let's get into this weekend's action. It's not even interesting to pick Panthers games at this point. Shocker. We're taking the Washington Commanders. Not with the state of the team anyway, from an injury perspective. It's no longer interesting just to merely pick the game when you have six of the seven and your projected starting front seven going into the year out of this game due to injury. Plus a reserve in Claudin Cherulis, who was behind the injured Shaq Thompson and Josie Jewell. That's how bad it's gotten for Carolina. So Washington's going to win the game. That's not the compelling angle to this. If you've lived here for any extended period of time, you know that prior to 1995, the Washington football franchise was this state's team. And there are still a lot of Washington teams or Washington fans around who love this football team. And then you have the Carolina Panthers who come in, and there's still that split that's in the state of North Carolina. What's interesting about Sunday, it should dawn on you when you see what Washington is compared to what the Panthers are, that the Commanders are positioned exactly where the Panthers plan to be when David Tepper took over this team 6 years and change ago.
You know, with concerts.
Washington is a stable organization now. This is not the Washington Commanders of Dan Schneider. They have stable ownership. You don't see Josh Harris in the headlines. You don't see Josh Harris meddling. He already owns the Sixers and the Devils. He's busy. He's got other teams. So he hires the very competent Adam Peters, executive from the 49ers, to run the football operation, and then he gets the heck out of the way. Meanwhile, David Tepper has meddled all the way through this, hopefully learning his lesson recently. But since purchasing the Panthers in 2018, they've been the worst run team in the league. Worst record in the sport since 2018. No playoff appearances. Four head coaches hired in that time. The Washington Commanders are what the Panthers hoped they were getting with David Tepper buying the team in 2018. From a football perspective, they got quarterback right. They got the quarterback position figured out. Jaden Daniels is a star. Bryce Young is running the scout team this week. And Washington didn't have to surrender the farm in order to get their pick. Carolina did. So as a result, locally, you're seeing a lot more Washington jerseys crop up than we've seen in past years. Funny how that works. It reminds me of a decade ago where it just seemed like there were fans out there that had an RG3 jersey in their closet and also a Cam Newton jersey. And then when RG3 got banged up, they picked the Cam Newton jersey and put that on. Now is the time. If you have a Bryce Young jersey and a Jaden Daniels jersey, you're probably wearing the number 5 maroon and gold one more often. And there's some irony in this with some of the similarities between these two organizations. For Carolina, firing Ron Rivera represented the end of a successful era of football. For Washington, firing Ron Rivera represented the end of a terrible era of football and the birth of something new that looks fun and successful. Also, Washington is having success with a couple of guys who played on the Panthers last year. Frankie Louvu and Jeremy Chinn. So it might dawn on a lot of you Sunday afternoon around 4:05. The Commanders, they are positioned exactly where the Panthers hoped they would be years ago. On X, WSJS Radio, if you want in, that's where we're streaming video, in addition to YouTube and on Twitch. Will Dalton is the executive producer of this show. He's a fan of the New York Yankees, who lost on a walk-off last night.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it, Cleveland. There's your one.
Enjoy it, Cleveland.
There's your one.
I'm not Cleveland, and I enjoyed that quite a bit last night. Certainly did. Shifting things. At the end of something long and meaningful, you often think back to the beginning. When you're in college, you're probably thinking back on when you started school, when you leave and you want to turn that proverbial page. When you leave one job and take another, you're often thinking about the time that you spent there and the effort that you've put forth in between those periods of time. And during an emotional retirement press conference today, that's exactly what Tony Bennett did at Virginia. Here was Tony thinking about the challenge of going to Charlottesville and trying to have success in ACC basketball at that point.
And I go back to the reason why I came here. I was so excited to test myself as a coach against the Hall of Fame coaches, Coach K, Coach Roy Williams, actually Coach Gary Williams, Coach Boeheim. I wanted to see if I could, with my staff, who's the reason why we've had this success, who are here, could build a program in our unique way to compete against the Blue Bloods.
Six ACC regular season titles later, two ACC tournament titles, and a national championship in 2019 later, Tony Bennett achieved what he set out to. But here's the question. Let's say somebody, after this next basketball season, takes a job in the ACC, maybe even at Virginia. When they look around the league, who are the schools, who are the coaches that are carrying the mantle? The way the coaches Tony described there did. To me, it's three men who are responsible for carrying the ACC into the future. John Shire at Duke, Hubert Davis at North Carolina, and Pat Kelsey at Louisville. Those are the three men. Because they're the coaches at schools with resources that allow for sustained national championship contending success. This is meant with all due respect to Steve Forbes at Wake, Brad Brownell at Clemson, who are fabulous coaches. If Duke, Carolina, or Louisville made changes and approached either of those men about coaching their program, they'd probably leave in a heartbeat because of the resources we're talking about. I asked a question on Twitter earlier today, or on X, who's the best coach in the ACC right now that Tony Bennett's not there? And I realize it's the wrong question, because you often measure coaches by how good the team performs and also by how good of a recruiter you are. That doesn't matter anymore. Or at least your ability to coach the X's and O's has less impact than the type of players you can bring in. And it's not your recruiting ability that nets you that anymore. It's just you answering the question, what do you have in your NIL collective? And the men who have the NIL collectives to compete for national championships, John Shire, Hubert Davis, and Pat Kelsey at Louisville. So even though Pat Kelsey just got there, and John Shire and Hubert Davis haven't even been around 5 years yet as head coaches of these Blue Bloods, those are the guys who are going to carry the ACC into the future. It can't be Jim Larrañaga. It can't be Leonard Hamilton carrying the mantle. Coach L just turned 75 2 weeks ago. And even though Leonard looks 55, he's actually 76. And it's shocking that Tony Bennett's retiring before either of them. Miami, they are not a contender this year. They could be pretty good. Florida State might be bad this year, so they're not carrying the mantle. And the ACC has not been in a position like this before. The last time they did not have an active coach with a national championship was 1982, the 81-82 season, when Carolina won for the first time under Dean, and then NC State after that with Valvano. But even then, Dean Smith was one of the most respected coaches. Terry Holland at Virginia the same way, Lefty Driesell. That doesn't exist right now, unless John Shire, Hubert Davis, and Pat Kelsey carry them to that.
Due to Duke football being on WSJS, tonight's high school football game of the week will stream exclusively at WSJS.com. That game, Ledford at Oak Grove. The voice of our high school football game of the week is Dave Pulaski, who joins us in studio now. Dave, what most appealed to you about this matchup?
Just the rivalry and the passion between the two sides. This is a rivalry that's only going into year seven now, but you know, in the previous six matchups, the thing that really stood out, the first time we did this game was a couple of years ago when it was in Midway. And I've never seen this before. 45 minutes before kickoff, the stands were packed. Every single bleacher seat was filled 45 minutes before kickoff. And it was like, wow, this is a rivalry that really didn't take long to get going. And the fact that they're separated by just 4.5 miles, the fact that you have, you know, brothers and sisters against each other, you know, when Oak Grove opened, it drew students from Ledford and North Davidson into their school. You have parents who went to Ledford, you know, who now have their kids playing at Oak Grove. You know, the linebacker from the Grizzlies, Bradley Bird, his dad played at Ledford. So you have those interesting family connections going back and forth. And not only that, but these have been two of the best teams in the Triad consistently during the last several years.
Let's stay in the Triad. We'll circle back to high school football in a bit. Big announcement in Greensboro today. There will be a new ECHL pro hockey team in the building previously known as the Greensboro Coliseum. What do you think about there being now the Carolina Thunderbirds in Winston-Salem and a new hockey team in Greensboro?
I literally just saw that email as I was walking into the building, and that's exciting. I mean, that's pretty cool. It makes me think back to, you know, when the Hurricanes first moved down to Carolina and they were playing in Greensboro for a couple of years. I remember, you know, those teal seats were something that always stood out to me, you know, because you had the red and black colors. But every once in a while, you'd have those couple of empty teal seats that would be, you know, from a person going up to get concessions, and it would just stick out to you.
Or those seats just weren't filled at all.
Well, I was being nice about that, but you know, they were usually filled by, you know, Islander fans or Ranger fans whenever they were playing down here. But you know, it's really cool. It's exciting, and you know, I haven't been to a hockey game at the Coliseum yet, so I have to check that one off of my bucket list.
Paul Maurice has told the story a handful of times that what he remembers most about coaching at the Greensboro Coliseum was cursing at a ref or something, and the ref saying, "Quiet, everybody in the building can hear you, coach." It doesn't have a team name.
No, they need fans to help.
That's it. So let's help. There used to be the Greensboro Monarchs. There used to be the Greensboro Generals.
Yeah, the Generals, what stands out in my mind.
So those are the two previous team names for Greensboro hockey. Do you want to bring one of those two back, or do you want to come up with something more original?
And Generals has that nice alliteration to it. I feel like they're going to go more modern, though.
I'm thinking, like, outside the box.
Yeah.
If I have to hear the folks Greensboro talking about how we're the gene capital of the world one more time, how about the Greensboro Zips, short for zipper? You got the Akron Zips. In college football, that's all I could think. Or the jeans.
I was going to say, you have the Columbus Blue Jackets, so make it the Greensboro Blue Jeans.
Oh, that'd be great. The Greensboro Blue Jeans?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
How about the Greensboro Gatekeepers?
Ah.
That'd be a good one for Gate City.
The Gate City.
Yeah.
See, I'm picturing the logo, though, just being a pair of blue jeans holding a hockey stick.
Okay. Those are our two contributions for the show. Let's get this out on social media so the folks with Greensboro hockey can see it. Our show's official submissions for new team name of the Greensboro professional hockey team. The Greensboro Great Gatekeepers and the Greensboro Blue Jeans. I love the Blue Jeans. I just love the idea of going to root on the jeans. Go jeans. Let's go jeans.
You got the marketing slogans. It's in our jeans.
I love it.
Wow.
And I got the name of the mascot, Gene.
There you go. Gene the Blue Jean.
That's it.
Or Genie.
Gene or both of them. You have kind of like a Mr. or Mrs. Wolf situation.
Right.
You got Gene with a G and then Genie or Jeanette. I don't know. Yeah. I love this. We just figured it out.
Hire us.
We just solved the puzzle. The Greensboro Blue Jeans.
Makes me think back to remember the mid-90s when Kentucky had those denim-looking uniforms? Kentucky basketball?
Yeah.
Had those denim-looking uniforms from the Rick Pitino days?
I could just see all the women of the triad wearing all denim get-ups to the hockey game. That's it.
I like it.
Comfy. I got blue jeans on right now.
Yeah.
Go jeans. Love it. The Mets, they now trail 3-1. You're wearing the Met gear right now. They're at home. They're about to play in a little bit. How much optimism do you have left? If it's a tank of optimism, how much fluid is left in that tank, Dave Pulaski?
There's hope. I'm not going to say it's optimism because, you know, after all, you know, being a Met fan, it takes over.
It's a separate tank in the car. We're pulling the hood up.
If they get a good
nothing in the optimism tank, in the hope tank, what's in it?
If they get a good outing out of Peterson today and they win game 5, it's going to be Manaea against a bullpen game for game 6. And then game 7, anything can happen. So not to look too far ahead. I mean, the focus is win today. Otherwise, you know, it's done. And this amazing run will come to an end. But, I'm hopeful that they can get a game today, you know, whatever it takes. If it's another crazy comeback or whatever like they've had during the last month, you know, we'll see. But, I'm hopeful that they just, you know, you can't let Ohtani and then, you know, Kike Hernandez go crazy on them.
October baseball sucks. It's sad.
I was there Wednesday.
It's sad.
8-0 shutout.
Oh, you went Wednesday?
I went Wednesday.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's sad because it's you grow attached to these teams that play for 5 months and then it's over in a week.
Yeah.
And it's just devastating and you don't want to see them go and it's getting cold and it's a summer sport. You know, you look outside, the leaves have fallen. Yeah, everything's dead. It's just dead and sad.
Ask the people in Cleveland if October baseball sucks. Do that.
How do you feel today, WD?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, I know. Still?
But it was still an awesome game, and I'm a Yankee fan.
The Drive is brought to you in part by our friends at Crossroads Ford of Kernersville.
Kernersville!
Didn't have a great transition into that. Pick up your favorite Ford F-150, up to $12,000 off. 24 Ford Broncos, up to $7,000 off. 24 Ford Explorer. My first car was a Ford Explorer. Did you know that?
Kernersville!
It was a 98. It's a little bit different than a 24, I'd imagine. Up to $5,000 off of the 24 Ford Explorer. You couldn't pay $5,000 to get a 98 Ford Explorer. I think I might have sold that for $1,000 to some guy that was maybe a little sketchy. I don't know. Do you know who's not sketchy? John and his team at Crossroads Ford of Kernersville. They provide top-notch customer service. Let's find your perfect truck today. Ford Truck Month going on now. Crossroads Ford of
Kernersville.
Right off 40 on Highway 66. They make it so easy, Dave.
Yeah, no doubt. My first car was not a Ford Explorer.
What was your first car?
An 82 Volkswagen Quantum.
82?
My parents bought it new. They said when he turns 17, because that's the driving age in Jersey, they said when he turns 17, he'll get the car for free. And they didn't expect the car to actually last that long, but it did. So made it until my freshman year of college.
Dave Pulaski, at least you got the Jets with Davante Adams.
Oh, there's that, yeah.
Sunday Night Football and WSJS. You got that going for you.
Thanks. It makes me feel great.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers against Russell Wilson. Let's party like it's 2014.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're 2-4.
The hope meter. The hope meters.
Oh, that tank is empty. That tank emptied a while ago.
It's low. Who would you like to see
what's
win?
Lower than
who
low?
Would you like to see win less, the Yankees or Dodgers?
Oh, the Yankees.
Good. We could be friends.
Remember, I worked for the Dodgers. I enjoyed working with them. Glad. I just don't want them to lose. I'd rather they lose to the Mets, but you know, I'm okay with the Dodgers.
Dave Pulaski here. Again, our high school football game of the week will stream exclusively on WSJS.com. What time's kick?
7:30.
7 o'clock pregame then. Give me one fun nugget on the way out. We might hear tonight Ledford at Oak Grove.
Oak Grove has won the last 5 meetings, but 4 of those 5 meetings have all been by a single possession. So we could be in for a nail biter tonight.
What kind of gear? You got the Mets gear on right now.
Right.
In about 2.5 hours, what will you be wearing? I feel like I'm one of those Allstate commercials. Khakis.
Khakis.
Well,
there might be some, you know, long johns underneath those khakis.
Is it going to be warm. The same garb you wore at Citi Field on Wednesday night?
Not quite as much. I was in the last row of the upper deck.
Oh, wow.
Behind home plate. So there's a little bit of a wind tunnel going on there. And
when did you leave? Were you out of there
by the
time Shohei hit that bomb?
Oh, no, I don't leave games early.
Respect that.
I got back.
Nothing.
I got back to the hotel at 3 a.m. because of train delays.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, but I waited through the whole thing.
Dave Pulaski, you are a trooper in so many different ways, my friend. Have a great call tonight. Again, 7:30 kick, 7 o'clock pregame. We got Duke football on WSJS tonight, so this is WSJS.com exclusive. Ledford at Oak Grove. You and Drew Brackett, have a great call tonight.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right, let's go.
Oh, I'm so excited.
And 3, 2, 1, go.
Back to the drive with Josh Graham.
Thanks for nothing, Boston College. That was a weird game. In Blacksburg last night, was leading a church group at my house, so I didn't watch the first half.
Boston College?
Turn on the game, 28-0 Virginia Tech. And I thought, okay, well, let's write that one off. 0-1 to start the week, that's a bummer. Terrible feeling when you start the week off with a bad pick. And then, getting some work done, the game's on in the background. And halfway through the third quarter, Boston College has the ball,
Boston
trailing 28-21. Again, halfway through the third quarter, after trailing 28-0 at halftime, and they get stuffed on a 4th-and-1 play at midfield, and Virginia Tech scores the next 2 touchdowns unanswered to win by 3 touchdowns. Not saying we deserve to win the bet. It was a weird game. Don't regret taking Boston College.
Boston
on the season, we're 26-29 on the year, 3-3 last week. Gave out 6 college picks yesterday. We got 2 in the NFL today, so let's hand those out now.
I'm not a betting duck.
Care to make it interesting?
You know you do.
You're on. Call me in on this.
Your best bet.
But my money's on the other team.
This is Josh's Best Bets.
Okay. This bet I like, and Will Dalton's going to hate, I'm sure. How much did Detroit win by? Against the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday?
47-9.
That's a 38-point margin, Chief. And hold a minute. The Lions are getting points at the Minnesota Vikings Sunday? How is that possible? Yeah, I'm still going to take Minnesota minus 1.5 against Detroit. Huh?
Cash out, fam.
How could you think that? Well, this is something I got from a friend of mine in Vegas. Teams that won by 36 points or more and the following week have a line of 3 points or smaller, their record against the spread, WD, 7-28-1. 7 wins, 28 losses, and 1 tie. Against the spread. Aiden Hutchinson, him being out, that's a big deal. I am a little concerned about Aaron Jones' status this week, but even if he doesn't play, I think Sam Darnold's going to be able to find 18 quite a bit on Sunday. There's a reason the Vikings are unbeaten. I'll lay the small number with Minnesota.
Send me that cash out, fam.
I want to be contrarian. I want to push against the norm. Can't do it in this spot. We're taking the Chiefs plus a point and a half against San Francisco. It feels like a trap.
Give me that cash out, fam.
It feels like a trap. But WD, it's Andy Reid after a bye. Andy Reid is 21-4 after a bye. I'll ask you a trivia question again. Patrick Mahomes has been an underdog 12 times in his career. What do you think his record is in those 12 games as an underdog?
I'm going to say 11-1.
He is 11-1.
That one was against Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
11-1 is an underdog. I can't resist taking Kansas City. Can't do it. It's not like San Francisco has Christian McCaffrey. I don't think San Francisco is as scary as they've been in past years. And I can't resist taking points and taking Kansas City in that spot.
Send me that cash out, fam.
Do have something if you want to play Panthers Commanders. This is what I would look at if I'm you. Jaden Daniels rushing props. Over 50.5 rushing yards. Jaden Daniels rushing touchdown. Why? Well, WD. Carolina is going to be missing 6 out of the 7 players in their front seven that they expected to start the year with. 6 out of the 7. That tells me, let's run the ball. And the Panthers might be trying to sell out on Brian Robinson, which could open up a lot of things for Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels rushing touchdown -115 as well. I think that's courtesy of FanDuel. So there you go. We're on the Vikings. We're on the Chiefs. How do you feel about it?
I like the Chiefs pick. Not so sure about the Vikings.
I knew you'd hate that one.
Not so sure about that one.
I knew you wouldn't like that one very much, but I do. And that's what matters. The Drive with Josh Graham podcast. You need to find it. YouTube. You can subscribe to Drive with Josh Graham as well. The podcast is the best hour of what we do. WD edits it, curates it. So if you missed Dave Pulaski joining us, or when he joins us, B-Dot the same way. Later, you can find that on our pod. And on top of that, the YouTube channel. It's how you can watch this show, in addition to just listening to it on the fleet of radio stations that we have that makes up WSJS. While we got a few minutes, should we take some time to talk about some of the in-state professional teams that have been doing things? Did you watch the Charlotte Hornets last night?
The game, no. I saw Brandon Miller get up over somebody and throw it down into the hoop.
He did do that. They lost the game, but Brandon Miller was fantastic. Very good again. Yes. They're a fun watch. I don't know how else to say it. Charlotte I don't know if they're a good basketball team, but they're a fun basketball team. Sign me up for that.
I think if you could just start there and do that for a whole season, stay healthy for the most part for a whole season, that's fine. Just do that, and then we'll go from there.
So he went 6 of 11 from 3 at MSG. Last night he was 5 of 7. Had that wild dunk that you mentioned. Tijan Salon, he had a tough shooting night, but here's what I like. So Tijan Salon didn't shoot it well. First time really that he's had a bad shooting night. So what does he do? This is what great players do. They figure out other ways to help you. Tijan Salon, after having a team-high 8 rebounds against the Knicks, had 14 last night. 14 boards, which is what you like to see. After the game, Rick Carlisle giving props to Tony Bennett. Rick Carlisle is a Virginia grad. Tony Bennett, a former Charlotte Hornet.
That's right, he is.
Tony Bennett officially retiring earlier today. Ron Sanchez taking over as the coach. The Carolina Hurricanes, meanwhile, they are at the Pittsburgh Penguins. The Hurricanes are at the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight. It's the start of the 6-game road trip that happens around this time every year because the state fair is going on in Raleigh. I grew up in Raleigh. I don't remember the last time I went to the state fair, but when I did go to the state fair, do you know what my favorite station was?
What's that?
I loved going to milk the cow in the barn because they give you a free carton of chocolate milk.
That sounds like a very Josh Graham thing to do.
It tracks.
He likes his chocolate milk.
I do. Even when I was in high school, liked my chocolate milk for sure. The Canes, they got their first win of the year on Tuesday night, and this trip will take them to the West Coast. But that's what's going on with our local professional teams that we have here in the state of North Carolina. Love a Rhinestone Cowboy Friday. The singing is in a little bit. The throat's a little scratchy. We'll see. Pause. We'll see when we get there how things are shaking out, because we got B-Dot joining us now, sixth man of Tar Heel basketball. Before we get into grammar school, let's start with college hoops. As a lover of ACC basketball, who's often lamented how North Carolina's done against Tony Bennett's Virginia teams, how did the news hit you of Tony's retirement yesterday?
Yeah, you better run, Tony. You better run. That's what I thought. Yeah, you better run. I know what it is. You know, we're coming to smack everybody in the ACC division. You don't want another year of that. You got up out of there. You were smarter than Coach K, Tony, okay? You got up out of there before we could end your last game of playing against the Tar Heels. You dig what I'm saying? But I also had a little bit of confusion. Like, why would he wait this late to do that? Like, why would he not? Like, Tony Bennett must owe somebody some money. Tony Bennett must owe somebody something is up. This is different. This is weird. This is very strange. Was Tony Bennett at any of the Diddy parties? I got questions. I just don't understand why I don't know why Tony Bennett will wait like 2 weeks before the season to say, you know what? I'm out.
I'm trying to picture in my head Tony Bennett at one of those Diddy parties.
With baby oil?
Whoa! Let's go to the sidelines.
There's no coach in America I could picture at one of those parties less than Tony Bennett sitting there drinking like a spritzer.
Just yeah, like, see, that's right. The cover. They make you think they won't go. Next thing you know, you pop up in there and Tony Bennett and Jim Boeheim's at the bar at a Diddy party.
What was your biggest takeaway from North Carolina's preseason game in Memphis earlier this week?
Just seeing the guards have some fun out there. Seeing Seth Hemble go crazy. Yes, Seth Hemble, please bring the shirts back. Me and WD been talking about that ever since he went for 33. It was just great, man, because we've always known that Seth has had this athleticism. And just the aggressiveness he came out with being a starter for, I think it was the first time ever he was a starter for the boys. And to just come out there and just be just aggressive, going to the basket within the first 30 seconds of the game. Just two dunks, free throws, threes, like, it was just a great sign to see Seth Trimble just have one of those games where you just knows that even if he never hits 33 again, him and his mom and brother and pop, like, they'll remember that game for the rest of their lives. So that was just a real big deal. But just seeing the guys have fun, seeing Elliot getting buckets, watching Captain Jack and Drake struggle a little bit, just knowing how aggressive they wanted to be and how well they wanted to play, and just knowing that that skill set is there, but they were just playing a little too fast, waiting for Cade Cunningham's jumper to fall. But I'm confident in just the way he looked, his size.
Cade Tyson.
What'd I say?
Cade Cunningham.
I meant Cade Tyson. My fault. Cade Tyson. 100% Cade Tyson.
If he plays like Cade Cunningham.
We'll take Cade Cunningham, too.
We'll take that, Will. You're damn right we will. Nah, but Cade Tyson, man, just wait for his jumper to fall and him to get some confidence. But I like the makeup of the team from the guard perspective, from the 3-1-2-3 position. 4 and 5, still a little skeptical, still a little scary. Jalen Washington had a very solid 17-6. I saw him hit he's 1-for-1 for 3, so that was good just coming out of that timeout and hitting that 3, knocking that down, so him being able to stretch the floor. I'm optimistic of this team, though, man. Like, I think we're going to be very, very good if we can get all things together.
Now, with the six-man of Tar Heel basketball beat out with us, let's going to grammar school.
Josh Graham has his own way of speaking. And just when you think it can't get any worse,
rah, rah, rah,
Josh is going to attempt to learn BDOT's vernacular.
I'm
going to
put one in the air.
It's time for BDOT's Grammar School.
Nobody better than BDOT. Pre-game, during game, post-game.
Brought to you by Heritage Hardwood Floors. When it comes to flooring, they have no ceiling.
At Heritage Hardwood Floors. You heard the man. When it comes to flooring, they have no ceiling.
I don't know if you heard the news today, Dot, but the Greensboro... What the building that previously is known as the Greensboro Coliseum is now going to have a new professional hockey team. The team is unnamed at this point, but can you name either of the two previous names of Greensboro pro hockey teams in the past?
Nope.
We got the Greensboro Monarchs and the Greensboro Generals.
You know, I do remember those, too. I do remember the Monarchs and the Generals.
Yeah. So,
dang.
Dave Pulaski was with us earlier, and we were talking about team names because they want a little bit of help from people in the community to figure out the new team name. What do you think of the Greensboro Blue Jeans?
Hell no. The Blue Jeans? Like pants?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why in the hell would you name your team after some pants, some trousers?
Well, that's what Greensboro's kind of known for.
Greensboro ain't known for no pants.
It kind of is. Like, it's like the blue jean capital of the world.
No, Greensboro ain't no blue jean capital of the world.
Now, Dot,
okay. It kind of is, though.
I said the Greensboro Gatekeepers for Gate City.
Now, see, that right there, that makes more sense than Greensboro trousers. Or whatever you say.
Dot, you can have like
the britches.
Gene and Genie is the mascots. We can wear blue jeans to the games.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a Blue Jean Friday joke
here. It's right there on the team.
I'm not going to do it. Diddy in this reference.
Let's go to the sidelines. Tony Haynes.
No. Name your mascot being jeans. Is that supposed to be after like Wrangler or whatever we're doing here?
Like, yeah, that's where the headquarters are. I mean, when I meet Greensboro city leaders and they're touting Greensboro things, it's like the first thing they bring up. Blue jeans. Wrangler.
Be just as stupid as daggone calling the Greensboro Coliseum First Horizon Bank or whatever.
That's where they're going to play, so I guess it's fitting. What do we got? What do we got this week?
All right, man. We're all over the place this weekend. Grammar School, Josh Graham. I've just been seeing certain things all around. I was like, I wanted to just know this stuff. Like, I wanted does the audience know this stuff? These kids are talking and all types of things. I see them putting posts up on social media, and they'll end it with CC. Had no clue what CC meant. So I'm going to ask you, Josh Graham, what does CC mean?
You're not talking you're talking about, like, at the end of a message, they'll say CC, not like a CC on an email.
Correct. Not the CC on an email. This is something you will see on social media, and at the end of their post, they'll say CC.
I'm going to guess this is like a reference to closed captioning, as if to say, that's the end of what I have to say. CC. Closed captioning.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You know you're wrong.
I did know that.
It means check comments.
Huh?
Cool. Yeah.
Give me like an example where you would say CC that makes sense. Like, are there certain posts that require a CC, or is it every post?
Yeah, like you might put on your page, you might say, I can't believe Seth Trumbull had that many points, CC. And then you go in the comments to look and see how many points he had or the video for it or anything like that.
So like if you have like a video or a link that you want people to click on, CC. Check comments rather
than comments.
Okay. That makes sense.
The real thing. The real thing.
Yeah.
Up next, Josh Graham, what are denim tiers?
Sounds like something that you might see at a Greensboro Blue Jeans game. What is it? Denim what?
Denim tiers.
D- denim tears. Yeah, like the Greensboro Blue Jeans lose a game, and then people are crying denim tears. I'm scared at what the answer to this is, given the reaction on your face. WD looks confused.
I'm not 100% sure about this.
What are you thinking?
Does it reference times in the past? For like, I'm not sure about this. It's nothing good.
Well, yeah, they're tears.
Right.
It's sad.
It's sad.
I guess you could cry tears of happiness too, but denim tears. Not to be confused with denim tears, where you have like the intentional tears in the blue jeans.
Hey, WD, I just want to put out a disclaimer early. I need this segment edited and chopped up and sent to me as soon as we're done, okay?
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
You got it, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
I am, I'm going to say denim tears is when you have blue jeans that no longer fit you anymore. And it makes you sad. It's like, man, these jeans don't fit me anymore. And it bums me out. Tears. Or it could be happy tears because it's like a Jared from Subway situation. Sorry to bring him up in this. We've covered a lot of ground.
Can I at least get...
Jeffrey Epstein will be brought up by the end of this segment. Given we've already gotten the Diddy, Jared from Subway. We got to get to Aaron Hernandez, the FX show. I don't know. How many more terrible people? Bill Cosby? Just rattling them off.
We threw a Boeheim reference in earlier.
Weinstein.
Oh, boy. I'll ask you this. So, denim is made from cotton.
Is that right?
Does it have anything to do with that?
No.
Nothing.
Okay, just tell me the answer. We've guessed enough. We're wrong.
Yeah, my boy WD even went back to slavery. Whoa. We were all over the place.
I didn't want to say it if I was wrong, but I was trying to ease into it.
WD, do we have time, Josh? Can he just type in denim tears in Google and see what comes up?
Do you want me to do this?
Oh, boy.
Yes, please. Either one of you can do it.
I can do this right now. We do have time for me to type in denim tears.
Yeah.
On...
So you can see how ridiculous you all are.
Gary Hahn is waiting in the wings. Let's just say that. Because we've been all over it on this. What do you got over there?
It's just a brand.
It's just a clothing line, man.
It's just a clothing brand.
I looked way too deep into that, Doc.
I hate this so much.
Let's go to the sidelines, Tony Haynes.
I hate this. Think of all the
clothing brand, Doc.
Think of all the ground we've covered in this. From Weinstein and Jared from Subway to slavery.
Slavery.
Denim tears.
Just the clothing line, guys. Just the clothing line.
What's the last one?
Josh, write down these five letters, please. It is not an acronym, but there are five letters that I need you to write out to pronounce. C-A-N-T-U. T as in turtle. Cantu. C-A-N-T-U.
Yeah.
What do you use Cantu for?
Cantu. Cantu. And you use...
Now it's all just one word. Now it's one word.
Yeah, I get it. So like,
okay.
You're asking what I use it for.
What would you use it for? Yes. What do people use Cantu for?
I'm going to say like it's something you use on like your hair where people have like spray or something that you could use. It's like a can do almost like hairdo, even though it has a two. I'm going to think that is something to do with hair maintenance.
Josh, I have absolutely no clue how in the world how you got that correct. But you did. Hey! Cantu is definitely a hair product. I have no clue how you got that correct.
Let's go.
Cantu is definitely hair product.
Yeah. Absolutely. Today they spell redemption, J-O-S-H.
I mean, you went 1-for-3, Josh, so you got an unsatisfactory grade, but you ended strong. I think the tangent that you all took on Denim Tears,
what a journey,
really takes it over the top.
Momentum. That's into next week. That's what that was. We're 4 days away from the start of the NBA season. What's your excitement level?
It's all over the place, man. I can't wait to see CP and Wimby. I can't wait to see Bronny and Bron.
Dalton Connect?
Yeah, I definitely want to see Dalton out there shooting hella bucks. I totally forgot he was even there.
Did you see him last night?
Huh?
You didn't see him last night?
He went crazy last night?
He went for like 35.
Yeah.
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 He's going to be like that for real?
He looked like it. He looked like it last night.
And I really like Julius Randle with Minnesota over Big Cat. Julius Randle with AE and Rob Dillingham and them boys. Man, I really like, man. It's so many different storylines and so much parody. You got the middle of the year tournament? What's that joint called?
Yeah, the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, it's a lot of fun stuff to look forward to this basketball season. The basketball, NBA's, they get it right. Like, they get it right. They know how to promote something and have us locked in for 12 months every year. I respect it.
I just realized we've done this entire segment and we haven't talked about football at all. And I'm completely okay with that.
All right, so we're done. It's good talking to you guys. We're good?
We're done.
Nice talking to you guys, man. We're good? Everything good?
I don't want to talk about football. Don't worry.
Oh, thanks. Like,
you want to talk about Jerry Jones?
I'm not talking about that. His team's better than every team in the state of North Carolina. Other than Duke.
It might not be like that by the end of the year. I'll tell you that, man. Cowboys we're such trash, man. We are legit an embarrassment right there. We've been an embarrassment from the owner down, but now he's actually showing his hands. And it's not a good time to be a Cowboys fan. I'm just going to be honest.
It's okay. Basketball's near. B-Dot, yeah. I love you. Thanks for doing this.
Not a problem, gang.